Before we get started, though, I want to invite another friend up to join us. Peter Howe has been one of our Cherubs teachers for many, many years. And we in Children's Ministries have our very own theme song. So Peter is going to do that for us today, and we'd like for all of you to join in with This Little Light of Mine.
Thank you, Kathy, and good morning to everybody. This is, as Kathy said, probably our favorite song to sing in Sunday school. And one thing that we've never been able to do is sing it with the angels and archangels of the Trinity Choir. So I hope that you and everybody will join in. And I think everybody knows this song, but you'll catch on to it in a hurry. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We always do all around the neighborhood first. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine it all throughout the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine it all throughout the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine it all throughout the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let anyone it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let anyone it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let anyone it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, hide it under a bushel, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel,
no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So today, we're hearing two stories. They both have fish in them. The first one was the feeding of the 5,000, or the loaves and the fishes that we just heard from Bill. But also, we have another story. And it's a story about this guy. And this is the rainbow fish. The rainbow fish is actually from a wonderful children's book called The Rainbow Fish by Marcus Pfister. And it's got these beautiful illustrations, which unfortunately were a little too far apart to share with today. So we have this guy that's going to help us out. And I also have another helper who, when it's time, I'm going to call up to give me a hand. Before we begin, though, let's review the gospel lesson we just heard. So Jesus is up on the mountainside with his disciples when they see this large crowd of people coming toward him. And Jesus knew that the people wanted to hear him teach, but he also knew that it was getting late in the day and that they'd probably be a little bit hungry. So he turns to Philip and he says, "Where can we get food for all the people to eat?" And Philip gets all flustered and says, "There's so many of them. We don't have enough money to buy food for all those people." Now, Andrew steps up and says, wait, there's a boy here, and he has 5 loaves and 2 fish. But that's not enough. But Jesus takes the loaves and the fish that the boy gave him, and he does something amazing. He breaks up the bread and the fish, and he asks the disciples to pass it out, and they did. They kept passing it out and passing it out and passing it out, and somehow, even though there were only 5 loaves and 2 fish, everyone had enough to eat, and there were leftovers. Now, the rainbow fish is about the most beautiful fish in the ocean. His scales were every color of blue and green and purple and had these sparkling silver scales mixed in. He was very beautiful. But the problem was he was so beautiful that he thought he was too good to play with the other fish in the ocean. He was selfish and self-centered, and he didn't know how to share and give to others. Now, I need my helper. One day, there was a little blue fish, and he asked the rainbow fish if he would share one of his beautiful shimmering scales, but the rainbow fish refused. And because of his unselfishness, he was very unpopular with the other fish. He was not only the most beautiful fish in the ocean, but he was the loneliest fish in the ocean. And no matter how beautiful he was, it didn't take away the sadness he felt. So he told Starfish about his problem, and Starfish sent him to talk to the wise old octopus. The octopus told Rainbowfish that if he wanted to be happy, he should give away one of his beautiful scales to each of the other fish. But Rainbowfish could not imagine giving away one of his beautiful scales. So once again, the little blue fish asked for one of Rainbowfish's scales. And he hesitated for a moment, but finally, he took off one of his little scales and he gave it to the blue fish. And as soon as he did, he started to feel a little differently. Now, when the other fish saw the little blue fish with the shiny scale, Rainbow Fish was suddenly surrounded by fish, asking for one of his shiny scales. Hey, blue fish. Can you give this to our friend on the planet? And little by little, Rainbow Fish was giving away all of his shiny scales. So Rainbow Fish is surrounded by all these fish asking for one of his scales, and before he knew it, he had given away almost all of them. But suddenly he realized that even though he was no longer the most beautiful fish in the ocean, he was happier than he had ever been before. So there's a lot of lesson learning in both these stories. In the gospel lesson, the people learned a lesson about who Jesus was, because he had been able to feed them all with just the little he'd been given. But the disciples learned a lesson too. They learned that Jesus could amaze them yet again with who he was and with what he did. And the boy who had the loaves and the fishes to begin with, he learned a lesson too. He learned that Jesus could perform a miracle, but also that he, the little boy, could share what he had and Jesus could make it into something even bigger. Now the rainbow fish learned a lesson too about how maybe the most important thing was not how beautiful he was on the outside, but how beautiful he could be on the inside if he could learn to think about others as well as himself, if he could learn to give and to share. One of the reasons I love this Bible story so much is because it's the boy, the child, who gives up his lunch. I like to think about him holding out those loaves and those fishes with open hands, with no idea what Jesus might do with them, but just because he's willing to share his lunch with others. Now, I don't think the rainbow fish, when he started giving away those shiny scales, had any idea what would happen. He kind of gave the first one away to the little blue fish because he was feeling sad and lonely, and he figured, well, what harm could there be in giving away just one? His hands, or his fins, were still pretty closed. But the more and more he shared, the more open his fins became and his heart became, and the better and better he felt because he was giving to others. And those shiny scales he was so worried about losing, even when he gave some of them away, there was still enough for him. The feeding of the 5,000 is not just about the miracle, but it's about giving and sharing. It's not just about the people who got the bread and the fish. It's about the boy who gave what little he had with open hands and open heart to Jesus. And I think God gives us this story to remind us that sometimes we might not think that we have enough or we are enough, but in God, we have and we are enough, because God can use whatever we give, whether it's big or whether it's little, no matter what. And God can use us, whether we're big or we're little, no matter what. The story helps us to remember that God can take what we offer and use it to do really big things. God just asks each one of us to help. And if we all help, then God can take what we offer and make it much more. It might not be easy. I would imagine that boy might have worried when he offered up those loaves and his fishes. What am I going to eat for lunch now? And the rainbow fish was worried about losing all his shiny scales. But God tells us in the story we heard today that when we give with open hands, when we offer up what we are and who we are with open hearts, that that is enough. We just have to be willing to share, like the boy, like the rainbow fish, like Mr. Peter shared with us earlier. We just need to be willing to shine our little lights. So I'm going to leave you, godly play style, with some wondering questions. Think about these and pray on these as you go about your day and as your week. How might God be asking you to open your hands and open your heart to God and to others this week? I wonder, how the rainbow fish felt before he shared. I wonder how the rainbow fish felt after he shared his scales. I wonder how the little boy felt when Jesus used what he shared. I wonder how it felt to listen to Jesus. I wonder how it would feel to be hungry and have Jesus feed you. I wonder what you might be able to share. And remember this, all the sharing, all the giving, no matter what it is, God promises to be with us and to help us. We do not go alone. Amen. So, Bluefish, you can head back. Thank you so much for all your help. And as our Bluefish heads back to his part of the ocean, let's welcome Naledi back to the porch to share her gift with us again. And her song reminds us that no matter how difficult or uphill the road might take us, our faith can and will sustain us. Naledi.